It's time to pull out our handy dandy monthly calendars.
Oh. Okay.
Hooray!
Handy dandy.
Now that it's August, let's look at some of the exciting things that are going to be happening over the next few weeks, huh?
No.
Okay, Jeff.
I don't like his voice.
I love it.
This isn't Jeff. This is Terry.
Uh-huh, Terry. Oh,
I handle Jeff's calendar for him because he's a busy boy.
Terry.
I just booked Jeff for 3 elbow parties this week. That's exciting.
What's an elbow party?
If you have to ask, then you don't get an invite. I'm sorry.
That's the real problem.
I'm okay with it.
But in television, Marvel's new animated series, What If, is going to be available on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Wait, is it followed by Who Cares, Jeffrey? Is that the next?
Ooh, Marvel burn. Ouch.
Oh.
As for the movies, there is the new Ryan Reynolds film, Free Guy. Do you care about that, Brooke?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, I think that's supposed to be good.
I like him.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the Will Smith one where he's Serena Williams' dad.
Because that's until November.
That's the only one I care about right now.
Okay, great. Jordan Peele's Candyman is premiering August 27th.
Oh, that looks scary.
Literally anything he does now I
want to
watch.
Me too. I cared about that one.
And if you're a sports fan, on August 12th, the New York Yankees play the White Sox in Major League Baseball's Field of Dreams game.
Yes, I can't wait.
Do you know, we just rewatched that movie with the kids.
Oh, really?
It is so slow.
Oh.
I don't remember.
You're a movie hater today, bro.
Slow. My God. Rewatch it sometime.
It's about baseball in a cornfield.
Yeah. My kid's not into it. Wouldn't recommend for the children.
There are a lot of funner things happening in cornfields this weekend. And,
yeah.
Is that the elbow party?
Yeah, there's one elbow party in there.
Not invited, so.
The 3 most important holidays, though, in August are National Fajita Day, August 18th, National Red Wine Day, August 28th, and today is National Grab Some Nuts Day.
I'm already doing it.
I'm going to go home and celebrate that one.
All right, make sure to send us some pictures, Brooke.
Okay. All right, now that we've
Terry.
Done all that, let's get into the shock collar question of the day.
Can Jeff come back in now?
All right, I'm back.
Oh, God.
We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out so who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last.
I got Jeff, the quesadilla cowgirl, DeBoe.
Why do I like that?
All right. I'm going to put on the shock collar.
Right?
While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
On this day in 1922, phones across the entire United States and Canada went silent all at the same instant. At the time, there were more than 14 million telephones across North America, and the two biggest communications companies, AT&T and Bell Systems, jointly agreed to shut down their switchboards for 60 seconds.
Whoa.
It wasn't like here when Jose trips over a cord and knocks our station off the air. This was on purpose, and I need you to tell me the reason why.
Was World War I going on at that time? Because if it was...
No, that was earlier. That was in the teens.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking, what if it was some sort of big celebration where they thought that everyone was going to be calling at the same time and then it would overflow the system? Is there a big World Series that happened in 1922?
I believe the 1922 World Series happened that year.
Well, I know, but like, is it historic for some reason?
Me being a sports fan, I don't remember any like big thing. I don't believe this, but you know, don't they once a year try to get all the nations together to turn off their
save electricity?
To save electricity.
I don't think they cared about that back in the 20s.
Electricity was invented like a year before that, so.
Let's use it all. Yeah.
Let's get the question one more time.
Almost 100 years ago, every telephone in North America was out of commission, and it wasn't an accident. Both AT&T and Bell agreed to shut down all their switchboard services for 60 seconds. Even 911 calls were unable to get through. But said before, this was planned and not an accident. And in fact, they told the general public about it the day before. With only a one-day heads up, why did they do it?
See, one-day heads up, because at first I was like, maybe it was some sort of moment of silence in remembrance of someone.
Of like Alexander Graham Bell passing away. And they were like, let's do a minute of silence for the inventor of the telephone.
That was in the late 1800s.
That's actually not bad,
right?
Because it would have been the day before maybe that he died. Because they only gave him one day notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's the strongest you got so far.
And if you give them too much notice, people are going to complain. And, you know, I think it's something.
Yeah.
Here's what I was thinking. He mentioned 14 million phones out there. Mm-hmm. So did they have area codes set up yet? And maybe this is, they had to shut down the whole system to upgrade everything, to reboot, so that now they're doing area codes in different parts of the country.
Do you know what's interesting? I don't think so. Well, I could be wrong. I mean, that's not bad. I just know, like, when my parents moved to North Idaho, okay, and this was in 1978. In the town that I grew up in, they only dialed the last four digits of a phone number to call anywhere. There was no, you didn't do the area code or the first three. It was only the last four you had to dial. So.
Maybe it was the first radio phone tap.
Hey, I like it.
Oh, what if they had to install the new phone lines? Instead of doing an area code thing, what if there was a new phone line system first put the telephone poles
That's
up?
That's what I said. I said, do they have telephone poles yet? But without telephone lines to start, how did they get people
right.
to call?
That didn't make
That's
sense
what confuses
either.
Me.
They actually had people running back and forth like an actual game of telephone.
No, it was just like cups with strings.
Yeah. Man.
I like moment of silence.
I do too.
You like moment of silence or it's some sort of tech upgrade?
It's either of those.
Tech upgrade's boring. Go with the other one, Jeff.
Okay, we're going to try it. We're going to say that it was a minute of silence to celebrate the remembrance of, let's just call it Alexander Graham Bell.
On August 4th, 1922, at 6:30 p.m., there was silence all across North America. The telecommunications companies, AT&T and Bell, had agreed to shut down the switchboards for exactly 60 seconds because of something that happened 2 days earlier. A death had occurred, and in order to recognize the significance of this icon, both companies agreed to a unified minute of silence because that was exactly when the funeral was starting for the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Jake hates his life right now.
I need to just, like, when you guys say, oh, the World Series happens in August, and to be like, it happens in August.
Well, we got it right, and so that means Jake is going to be taking the shot today.
We did it.
And somebody wanted to hear the song Buy You a Drink by T-Pain.
I'ma buy you a drink. I'ma take you home with me. I got money in the bank. Show me what you think about that. I'll be in the gray Cadillac. We in the bed like, oh.
That's how he got that song.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.